Well, I've got another story here. A team of researchers from the University of Aberdeen have found that there actually may be more fish living at extreme depths of the ocean than we previously realised. The group led by Toyonobu Fujii used a free-fall lander baited with mackerel and equipped with a camera to observe life in the Haddle Zone of the Japan Trench in the Pacific Ocean. The Haddle Zone describes depths of between 6,000 metres and the full ocean depth of 11,000 metres. And the evidence for fish living at these depths has in the past been pretty uncertain and mainly based on trawling records, which are actually pretty unreliable because it's not really clear at what depth the fish really entered the net, so it can be quite unreliable with numbers. But by using direct observation with a camera, the team were able to record the deepest ever observation of a group of fish called snailfish at 7,703 meters depth. What was really exciting about using a camera rather than a trawl net was they were also able to observe the behaviour of the fish, which isn't something that has been done before and obviously isn't something you can do by just pulling some fish out of a net. From the observations, the team argued that although the numbers of these particular fish were much higher than expected, the diversity of fish species at great depth is actually probably much lower than previously estimated. Although they did stress that our knowledge of the Haddle zones of the deep ocean is still pretty inadequate and incomplete, I guess because it's a pretty hard place to study, really. Great depth, great pressure, you need a lot of specialist equipment to go down there, so.
It is awesome to think of all the stuff we still don't really know about because it's just out of our range. But snailfish at 7 kilometres beneath the sea, I mean, that's just fantastic.